You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm interested to see if the panel here agrees with me that they didn't love this. And I get it. I have no problem with supporting a guy. But I'm going to play some Rob Thompson audio in relation to something that happened last night. And it was just a little much for me. The Jose Alvarado return. Okay. For those who don't know, Alvarado pitched last night for the first time. And he got a standing ovation from the crowd. Rob Thompson commented on it. Here's what Thompson said after the game.
What did you think of the ovation that Alvarado got?
I thought it was great. I really do. You know, I was a little bit concerned about it. I didn't know how our fan base would react, but I think they understand that it was an honest mistake. And I really love the fact that they welcomed him back.
No one believes it was an honest mistake, Rob.
No.
Not one person believes it was an honest mistake. Maybe one. Maybe you can find one.
And it was funny. I had this comment. Justin asked me about it, that he was really angry. And I said, I look at this two different ways. I'm sitting at home really angry with Jose Alvarado as I'm watching him pitch going, dude, you're not available to us. Like, this is really infuriating. Mm-hmm. However, if I had been at the stadium, I believe things are different there for the people who are there for one reason. The team is playing really well.
Yeah, they're winning. They're up a bunch of runs. It was the right spot to bring Alvarado in.
It was the right spot to bring him in. Yeah. And if the fan base there in the bank had booed, I think it
would have felt weird.
It would have been a bad taste in the mouth for the players.
I think
they wouldn't have liked it. And I think the people in the stadium were smart enough to recognize
I don't think they should have booed. We're not giving this guy a standing ovation.
I agree with that, but honestly, that was dumb.
I don't believe Jose Alvarado purposely took steroids.
It's not an honest mistake. I do 100%. Not understand, and I resent you for what you've done to this team, putting us in a bind, hurting our chances. We just talked about the fact that we have the second best odds to win the World Series. Our odds are worse because of you, Jose Alvarado. And I do not forgive you. I do not understand. And I don't want our coach telling me that I forgive him. I don't.
No.
I'm mad.
I am.
And I'm scrutinizing every single pitch. And I'm saying, you know what? He's going to overpitch this because he's trying to make up for, you know, the fake lie. It was a lie. He was, and I resent that so much.
Yeah, it really bothered me. Again, like, I have no problem not booing him. I agree with you, Rhea. I think when you're winning that much in that spot, it would have felt weird to have a boo come out for your player.
In the building.
In the building, exactly. But you don't have to get up and give him a standing ovation.
No,
like, this guy hurt the Phillies in 100%. A massive way. I believe he did it knowingly. Who knows if he did or didn't? That's fine. I'll say we don't know for sure. I personally believe he absolutely knew what he was doing. If nothing else, he knew he was putting something in his body that might be an issue. Whether or not he knew that it was going
to
get him
in trouble. Your job is to check with
your
the team.
Your job is to know what you're putting in your body. That's
the
job.
But I do think that I can also get like over overzealous in my angst toward Jose Alvarado.
Agreed. Yes. I'm not saying boo him. I'm just saying don't give him a standing ovation.
It's not an honest mistake, but it's a dumb choice. And at some point, I'm going to have to let that go too.
Yeah.
You need to do everything you can, bend over backwards to help this team now. Like, you can do a lot in terms of saving the arms of a lot of our bullpen now.
Absolutely.
But I need to see that. You know, it's going to be like sort of the long road to perdition almost. Like, let's see how hard he works to make this team better now that he's back.
This is his penance, so to speak.
Yeah, sort of.
No, it's fascinating. Sadly. Ben, your thoughts on the ovation last night and the situation?
Well, I mean, fans are going to do what they want to do.
Sure.
That's the bottom line. I probably don't necessarily agree with Topper in the fact, and I love Rob Thompson. Let's put that out there. I don't think you could say it was an honest mistake. I think in this day and age, no matter what I'm going to put in my body, 100%. I'm going to run it through the proper channels to make sure.
They make those channels very clear to the guys.
I mean, it's very clear. If there's any doubt whatsoever.
Yeah, just don't take it.
Just don't take it, or wait until they say, you know what, you can take that.
Yeah.
And then you can take it.
Yeah. No, there's no question that at best he acted like a moron. Like, that's the best case scenario was he was just incredibly stupid. Worst case scenario, he did it knowingly. And if I had to bet, I would bet more likely towards the knowing than the total innocent mistake. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to hear from Max Kepler. Justin D'Orazio, Rhea said you were fired up about the Alvarado thing. You pissed off about this?
Yeah, I just think it's a loser move to get suspended for PEDs in this modern age. I mean, I was like, Fernando Tatis Jr. was one of my favorite players in the league. And then he did it and tried to play it off as it was a ringworm medication. Mm-hmm. And I've called him a loser since that day. And I'm going to hold that same
weight. I like this. He's got a hard
player
line
on my team.
This. That's
it's
good.
It's absolutely loser mentality. You get paid millions of dollars to run by your team what you're putting in your body.
Doubt.
And if you choose not to, frankly, I don't even want him on the team. And I'm with you with what you've been saying. Throw until his arm falls off.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would just bury him.
Pissed.
Bury him.
It bothers me that people gave him a standing ovation, but what Rhea said made a lot of sense to me.
I think Rhea nailed the why of the standing ovation.
This point in the season, especially after the Wheeler situation,
but again,
it makes a lot of sense.
They could have not done a standing ovation. They could have just not clapped. It's like, Jose Alvarado comes in. Okay, we're just going to sit here and go about our business.
That's what I would have done.
That's what I would have done. There's no way I'm standing up and clapping in that spot. That's for sure. 215-592-9494. Some interesting audio from Max Kepler. We've been talking a lot about the outfield situation. We hear from Kepler on that situation. I thought he had some really interesting things to say. That's coming up in just a minute. Let's talk to Chuck and Cherry. What up, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, team. Jason, good job calling our good buddy Kenny out on that. He's on the fence, and I'm trying to get
Because Ken's a literalist. Ken will come in and be like, well, you said this like this. And then, so like, I got to call him out on it because they can. Yeah.
That
they
will bother
can.
Ken all day. Are you proud of yourself?
So. I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I got one over on you, Ken.
It already does. I already got the text. But
I love you, Ken.
Truth be told, we love Kenny. What a great
Ken's,
human.
Ken's the man. But,
and then when he used the term war, my phone blew up. They say, yo, Chuck, you're wearing off of this guy when Kenny starts using terms like war.
I did feel like when he was talking about the Trey Turner defense and war,
right.
I was like, Chuck from Jerry Hill's on the line right now. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, of course, we're all just ecstatic over that series. I think Seattle asked for a police escort to get the heck out of town.
That was going to be a long flight back home.
For them, I think for us, we're like, stay. We'll play you guys every night. Yeah, please.
Man, I mean,
not their weather. We don't want their weather anymore.
No,
please take it.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
I mean, Gilbert, they're...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into... It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your ace pitcher who averages 12 Ks per nine, we just lit him up. I mean, it did look like a fair contest. But here's a stat, because you guys have already illuminated some of the great stats offensively. Here's one that's just uncanny. So in that series, we walk 10 times and we strike out 15. That ratio is obviously very healthy. Here's Seattle. They walked 6 times in 3 games and they struck out 46. 646. Walk wow. to strikeout ratio. You won't see that again.
No, that's nuts. Yeah, that's nuts.
That is absolutely bizarre. And at home now, we've hit 800 OPS. You don't see 800 OPS anywhere. The
Braves for a team, yeah, that's nuts. For a team OPS, that's really impressive.
During that season, you said? I'm sorry, yeah, during so this far, series, we were 800?
No, I'm sorry.
This season
at home, this season.
Yeah, that series, they were probably over 900.
At home, 800 OPS for the season sounds phenomenal.
It's really, really, really good.
Yeah, I think they still have 22 home games left.
They do have a lot of home games left. I believe it's, 37 games left, 22 of them at home. I mean, they're in such, again, 6.5 games up on the Mets today. The Mets, I think it would have to, I did the math quickly last night, something like the Mets would have to go, if the Phillies play one game under 500, because there's an even uneven game, if they go like 18 and 19, the Mets would have to go 29 and 10 the rest of the way to pass them.
That's not happening. Now, the Dodgers now, you guys have been talking about the right field situation, which is really now morphed into a conundrum for a lot of reasons. But the Dodgers now, you heard this yesterday, are having conversations with Betts. Betts has approached the manager and said, I'll go back to right field. This is interesting. 4 of the World Series games last year were 2- or 1-run games, and they're saying that the difference in the World Series, one of the chief differences, there's a lot, of course, was the play between Betts versus Soto in right field, how it impacted net run results. It gets a little complicated, but if you look at DRS in the World Series, they're saying that the right field play for the Yankees was so inferior versus Betts saving runs. So now they're channeling Betts talking to Roberts about going back out to right field.
That's fascinating.
But they have guys that can play shortstop.
Well, look, and the Phillies are in a spot where they have, two right fielders, and one of them, like Max Kepler is a right below Gold Glove right fielder. Like, he's not Gold Glove, but he's pretty damn good right fielder. I mean, he is light years better than Castellanos out there.
Yeah, when you have a negative WAR player this late in the season, you have to circle that.
He's one of the worst players. Problem. He is, according to WAR, Nick Castellanos is one of the 9 worst regulars in the sport this year. In all of baseball.
And my eyes.
So hard.
No, I know.
True.
Chuck, it's great call. True. You got an answer for us?
I'm sure Mickey Mouse has been said.
No, it has not been said.
Oh, man.
Matt, great job, Chuck. Great job. Really good answer there. Mickey Mouse late in the show there. That's a big one. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Max Kepler. I thought this was interesting. Kepler was asked about the 4 outfielder thing. And, you know, we've kind of seen, we haven't heard a ton from Nick Castellanos. We have a few quotes where Castellanos was originally the one who said that, Bader was frustrated and Topper wanted to get him some playing time. He's cool with that. Here's another quote from Nick Castellanos. Castellanos was asked if his relationship is still strong with Rob Thompson. He said, he's my manager. We work together. I think there's a level of respect. So it's a fine answer, you know, a little weird the way he phrased it, but Nick's weird the way he phrases things. Max Kepler talked about the 4 outfielders. By the way, tell me if you guys think that when he talks, and I noticed this the last time we heard from Kepler, Am I crazy, or does he kind of sound like Nick Castellanos a little bit? The way he talks, like the cadence, and the way he talks. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Here's Max Kepler talking about the four outfielder thing.
You've obviously been swinging the bat much better. Even the outs are look better.
Thank you.
But yet you're in this rotation with kind of four guys for three spots. How are you guys all handling this?
You know, you kind of just have to be unselfish about the whole thing and believe in that collective that I spoke about a couple weeks back and see the big picture, you know. A lot of times in this game, you're told to be selfish in a positive way, and to protect your career, you want to be on the field, right? But in this case, we want to win the World Series, so whatever is needed from one of us, we go out there and everyone seems to have a positive energy, even if they're not playing, you know, so that also helps from the dugout.
Great answer from Kepler. It's exactly what
he sounds like.
Castellanos, right? Doesn't he? Am I crazy? I feel like the cadence, kind of that way he...
Sort of crazy.
You don't hear it?
Maybe a little.
I totally hear it. Just DeRozio,
I think it might be a modern cadence, like if we interviewed a bunch of the guys, maybe even the outfielders.
I think it sounds a lot
doesn't
like
sound
it.
Sound well, like
yeah,
that.
I don't think so.
I'm telling
doesn't
you,
the, sound like that.
The cadence, maybe, I don't know. I don't pick it up the same
maybe,
way.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. DeRozio, are you with me on it?
Yeah, I thought he sounded like Castellanos.
I think
Harper
so
doesn't sound like
it.
That because he's from the West Coast.
Yeah, no, I just think there's something about it. Maybe it's both the cadence and also the tone of voice. He's kind of got a little raspiness, whatever it is. But I don't know. I think it sounds a lot like Nick Castellanos. I think it's fascinating. But yeah, I thought it an interesting answer. And it's good to hear, you know, one of the guys at least being like, whatever is needed for me, I'm going to go out and do it. We're all going to support each other and all that. Because that's what, you know, I don't know that the other players are getting that from Nick. I'm not saying they're not. We don't know. But, like, we've already seen Nick get upset at Rob Thompson. We've seen him kind of be a little short. We saw him, you know, get benched because he freaked out in Miami when he got benched. Like, I don't know how this Castellanos everyday thing is going to play out.
How do you anticipate the vibe, the dynamic between Weston Wilson and Nick Castellanos, you know?
Well, I think Weston Wilson's kind of I think he's the bench guy. Like, I think this is more of a four. They've been talking about the four outfielders splitting time.
Okay, so we're now
Weston Wilson,
excluding
yeah,
him
I think
from
Weston
this,
Wilson is more
he's
of a
specialized as
I think he'll face a lefty. Like, when it's a really tough lefty, they'll get Weston Wilson in there because he's really good against lefties. Yeah. But I think Weston Wilson is the last guy on the bench in the playoffs. Like, he is
so
not.
So we're just going to count the four.
The four. Well, that's what Topper was talking about. That's what Kepler was talking about. They've talked about these four guys as being the, you know, whether it's Castellanos, Kepler, Bader, and Marsh. Like, those are the four guys who are going to play the most. The question is, how does it all shake out? Ben, what do you make of the whole outfield thing?
I think whoever hits is going to play. I think that's where Rob Thompson is at. I think it's where the organization is at.
Which would be awesome. That's what we want. Yeah.
You know, I think that's they realize that this is, I said this earlier, the window is now. And I think they're going to put their emotions aside and just worry about who's hitting at the time.
From what you've seen, is this something that leads to an increase in the hitting part? You know, because we know that the guys are going to be putting more pressure on themselves. This is a competitive situation when guys are basically pitted against one another on the same team in a, you know, does it yield better results for the team, or does it lead to guys trying to do too much and
I think it only can lead to better results for the ball club.
Mm-hmm.
Because if these guys, if they live up to their potential, if they do their job and they continue to hit, they're the ones that are going to see more playing time.
Yeah.
So it's only going to help the ball club out as a whole. I know baseball is a very, you know, obviously team-oriented sport, but the better you are individually at your position, the better the team is.
Well, it's such a fascinating thing because it is baseball is both a massive team sport while also being an individual game. It's the it's the most unique of the sport of the team sports in that way, where it's batter versus pitcher, it's mano a mano. You know, it's a matchup, it's a one on one. But you need your fielders to field for you.
Exactly.
Your runners to run. You need, you know, like all that stuff.
Like Saquon is, he could be the best running back in the world, but if he doesn't have an offensive line to block
for him, he's not going to.
We saw it in New York.
Yeah.
He would, you know, that's, but from a baseball standpoint, it's a little different from that aspect.
No, it's fascinating.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.